Lord has laid a thought on her heart, we'll try to bring it out the best way we know how. Try to follow Him. I guess most time we give a title of them, and we do that because Josh puts them on the website. And I don't know. I've struggled all week. We're 2 weeks, actually. I've been thinking about this for a couple weeks, but I guess no hurry. I stay in a hurry. I think we live in a time where everybody's in a hurry. I grew up as a boy, and people wasn't in a hurry. I mean, they may have been, but it didn't seem like it was. I'd go stay with my pa about, I don't know, usually a month or two in the summer, and I'd stay with him and Granny, and that man would get more done than anybody I ever seen, and you never seen him ever get in a hurry. We'd get up at 4 o'clock every morning. We'd sit around. We'd eat breakfast. Granny'd get us some breakfast. Then we'd sit on the porch, wait for it to get daylight. And it got daylight, we'd ease on and we'd start working. And if you was cutting backer, I'd be going there just dum 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 dum. And I'd look over at Paul every once in a while, and he'd boom boom. But the end of the day, when dark come and I was sitting over in the shade about ready to die, Pa, don't. He just never got no hurry. He didn't do a lot of talking. It wasn't no wasted time about him. He just took care of things. And it seemed like we just lived into such more of a simple time then than what it is now. Everybody's in such a rush. Everybody, instead of getting up at 4 o'clock and maybe praying, getting prepared for the day, they got to be at work at 7. They get up at 6. It takes 45 minutes for them to drive there, so they leave home at 20 after. And then they're mad at everybody on the road that's in the wrong lane, that's driving 5 mile an hour above the speed limit because they're not driving 20 mile an hour above the speed limit. And is that not how people are? And I never heard of road rage before 30, 40 years ago. When I was growing up, road rage, I didn't know what road. I guess the word just come out just a few years ago. But now, if you drive in the left lane too long, somebody will shoot you. If you don't give a turning signal, turning right or left, you're liable to get a cussing. If you're driving the speed limit, everybody behind you's mad. I realize that we all are in a hurry. I do. But we need to slow down. We need to take time to smell the roses. Because there's coming a time, and I look forward to this. I don't know about y'all, and I'll get to a reading lesson here in a minute. It's going to be different than what I thought when I was praying a while ago. He told me it needed to be. But there's coming a time where time will be no more. And see, that's what we're all fighting against. That's why we're in a hurry. We're all fighting against time. I've done and started yesterday or last night. I was telling Sheila what all I was going to get done next week. And I don't know about y'all, but I feel like to discipline myself, I have to do that. And every morning I'll get up and I've got in my mind what I'm supposed to get done today. And I'll be just running my crazy self to death. I'll come in after a while just dragging, dirty, nasty. And she'll say, "Why don't you slow down? What's the rush?" "Well, I've got to get this done." And she'll say, "Why?" And I'm just like, "I got to get it done. Why?" I don't know. I don't know. Why have I got to be in such a hurry that I ain't got time for nothing else? And I don't even know. Why, when we head out, I'd be going down the road, be running 80, 100 mile an hour, and I'd wonder, why am I doing this? Why am I such a hurry to get somewhere? Why are we that way? guess for me, I look forward to a time where I won't rush no more. I think back about sitting on that porch and just sitting there waiting for it to get daylight where you can go do the work. I want to tell you a time and a place where day will always be. You don't have to wait for it to get light anymore. It's just time doesn't matter anymore. It don't exist anymore. Revelation, I believe about 10 and 6. 6, it says time is no longer. We hear people say, and we're at the end of time. And we're at the end of days. The Bible says that. At perilous times, at the end of days. And we realize that. And we know we must work while it's yet day. I know that. I look forward to a time where I won't feel like I'm rushed anymore, that I'm not in a hurry anymore to get something done. I don't have to plan out my week and my next day and my next month. I was going to read the 20th chapter of Acts, and I'll probably just take a text there now, but I want to read for a reading lesson over here in Matthew chapter 6, and Brother Larry's teaching on that in Sunday school, and I wish you'd come and hear it. But in verse 31, it says, Therefore take no thought on saying what we shall eat or what we shall drink or wherewith we shall be clothed. For after these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things shall be added unto ye. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow. For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself, significant unto the day is the evil thereof. James told us not to say what we're going to do. We're going to do this city and go and do this and that. He said, if it be the Lord's will, we do this or that. So we all get caught up in this, and I love the Apostle Paul. I guess he's one of my favorites, and that's what I was going to read over there. But Paul, we all get caught up in it. They took the day of unleavened bread. You'll find it in the 20th chapter there in the 6th verse. You'll find it where they took the bread. And then there was 7 weeks to Pentecost. So Paul, he had need to be at Pentecost. Yes. And I think he wanted to be there for more than one reason. I think one reason that it was something they had always done. It was something they kept. But the main reason, he knew it was going to be a lot of people there. And he knew he would get to preach to a lot of people. We say all the time, it ain't about numbers. Well, I want to tell you, if you only preach to 2 or 3, then the lost people, the only chance of any getting saved is 2 or 3. On the day of Pentecost, there was 5,000 got saved. Why? Because at least 5,000 was there. So Paul was in a hurry to get there. He wanted to preach, but I want you to know how he was looking forward to the next day. And he was at a point, he loved these people at Ephesus. And he wanted to go be with them. But he was in such a hurry, he didn't have time. It was going to cost him some time. So he called for the elders to come and meet him. That's how he went about it. I want you to know, there's so many times I mentioned about the Good Samaritan earlier. That man that fell on the side of the road. There was a Levite, a priest, passed him up on each side. I believe these were men of God. I believe they were men that had work to do in the temple. And I believe they had something to do. And they come along and found this man. He'd been robbed and beat up and left in the ditch to die. And they walked right by him, each one on one side. Too big of a hurry. Well, it's hard for me to be hard on Paul. He It really is. I'd sort of skin David every once in a while a little bit for getting up on the roof and looking out yonder. And I wouldn't do. And Peter, for what he done, every once in a while we'll preach about it. But it seems like for me, for some reason, it's hard for me to think about Paul doing anything wrong. But he was a man too. But he was in a hurry, and that's what we're going to read to you. We all get in a hurry, including Paul. But if you'll notice Jesus, you know, he never, no matter where he was going, he had time to go by a well and spend a little time there and find a Samaritan woman that he knew was going to be there, no matter what he had to do. You'll never find where he was in a rush to go anywhere. He was just about the Father's business. And today, I preach in a rush. I didn't used to. When I first come here, I wouldn't get to preach till 12 o'clock or sometimes later. And for me to be able to keep y'all's attention, I got to preaching fast. I've become a preaching machine. I get done 15, 20 minutes. Because I was in a rush. I try to slow down now, but I've done it so long, I ain't even slow down to preach. Paul, you'll find all this has got to do with time. Right after they took the unleavened bread, he was up and preaching. There was a young man up in the loft and sitting in the window. Paul was alone preaching. The young man fell asleep, fell out and died. Killed him. Now Paul took care of him. God took care of him. I've heard preachers say, it don't matter how long you preach all night. Look at Paul. We're not trying to kill him. But also we need to take our time and preach the word of God. Amen. See, I get in such a hurry about everything. I don't know about y'all. Maybe you don't. Maybe you got this figured out. But I get in a big rush about everything. And I look forward. I look forward to a time that I don't have to watch any of my family sick anymore. I look forward to a time that I don't have to hold a loved one's hand and watch them go to the other side anymore. I look forward to a time that I won't sin and hurt my Lord anymore. I also look forward to a time to when there is no more time. That I don't have to rush. I don't have to get in the hurry no more. I don't know what it's going to be like up there. But I tell you this, we ain't going to be no hurry. We ain't going nowhere. You won't have to worry about the left passing lane no more. You won't have to worry about somebody driving 45 anymore in a 55 mile an hour speed zone. You won't have to worry if you're running 15 minutes late. You won't have to worry about the agenda tomorrow, because tomorrow, whatever comes, will be in time. That'll be it where you're at. And if we would really get a hold of it, today is all we have. Amen. And we didn't get a grasp on that. I wonder if Paul might have would have just stopped on off in Ephesus and spent a little more time with the people he loved. I wonder if I would have done a little more of that along the way. Y'all heard me tell about it. I'm ashamed to tell it, but it's the truth. I done it. My sister was down there in a nursing home in Red Bull and Springs. This church was going there to sing Christmas carols down there to them. So we go down yonder. I'm in there talking to my sister. She's laying there on a bed, crippled. Crippled. I'm telling you, laying on the side of the road hurting. I'm talking to her, and I told her, I looked at my, they're starting to sing out there. I got to get out there. She said, please stay with me. She said, don't leave me. I said, I'm here with the church. We'll be by here in a little bit. We'll sing. Do you know what I done? I got up and left her. Went out there and done my job.
I said, I'd never do that again. One day we was out here in the parking lot. I was talking to a man sitting there crying. He didn't bury me in his face, but he was crying. He was lifting his heart out to me. Lebacock come. It was time to do my job. 5 after, I still hadn't come in. I'll never do it again. You know what I ended up doing? I left that man. I come in here to do my job. Why? I was in a hurry. I've got to get this done. I've got things to do. You say you're sorry. You're a sorry man. I am. How many times have you left somebody in the ditch? I'm just being honest. Maybe that's wrong. Maybe that's sorry of me for being honest. But how many times have you done it? There's the difference. We're all in such a rush. We're all in such a hurry. God, we only got so much time. And we do. But when that time, you make sure you spend it right. And Paul started his journey trying to get there to Jerusalem before Pentecost. And we sailed then and came the next day over against Chios. And the next day we arrived at Samos and tarried there. And Tylenium, and the next day come to Miletus. And Paul determined to sail by Ephesus. Why not tell you about how the Levite and the priest, you can handle this any way you want to, but determined to sail by Ephesus because he would not spend the time in Asia. For he hasted. What's hasted means speedily. He was in a hurry. He hasted if it were possible for him to be at Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. So he done got in his mind. He was determined where he was going to be on that day. We're talking about days. I don't know how many it is now, but days he had. And he figured out and calculated his journey down to a point that he knew. I tell you, I figured out, brother. I sat down and figured out how many hours I have to work during the day. If I do this and I don't eat nothing, if I do this and I don't take no breaks, I can get this done. I'll be here. I'm the world's worst. You can ask her. I'd tell you how long it's going to take me to get Galton to home. Where part of Galton is, if we don't catch this light and we miss that light, we'll be there. But 5:07. And she's looking at me like, are you crazy? And I'm looking at the clock, and if I see I ain't going to make it, I start speeding up a little bit. That way, when I get there at the driveway, I want to at least be within a minute of that time. Why? Because of my pride on being on time, or because I'm just so caught up in time. Right now, there's some of you saying, I wish you'd hurry up. We ain't got time for all this. That's what Paul thought. He said, I got to hurry up. I ain't got time for all this. That's just the truth about it. That's where he was. I got to go. I ain't got time for it. And I began to study about it. And where is the places it talks about when time will, us preachers said all time, well, time will be no more. And it don't say that. 10:6 over in Revelation, time will be no longer his only place. So why then? Well, the truth of the matter is you have to look at the Bible and what it says to know about time being no more. It ain't just one place you go and you read and it says it's no more. It's over.
There's coming a time. I don't mention we have to work while it's day, because night comes when no man can work. So there's coming a time there'll be night. They won't be able to work no more. So we are to work during the day. But we're not trying to get ahead of ourselves. We're not so getting caught up, and we all do it. If you're sitting here saying you don't do it, you're probably lying. I ain't going to say you are a liar. I'm going to say you're probably lying. I wished I didn't get caught up in it. But right now, each one of us has got things planned out. Wednesday night, good Lord be willing, we'll have Bible study. I've done planning on that. Are you making plans for Bible study Wednesday night? Are you making plans to go to work tomorrow? This is the kind of things I'm talking about. We revolve around a time. And the time revolves around the sun, the moon, and the stars. So that's what I want to go read to you a little bit out of Genesis. And I won't be much longer. I don't want to rush, yo. I kind of made up my mind. I was going to try to slow down a little bit. It's hard for me too. Y'all know that. But I'm trying to tell you the reasons why it's that way. I enjoyed a time in my life when everything was more laid back. I did. And I missed that. A lot of you don't know about that. A lot of you grew up in a different time. Oh, I grew up in a time we didn't have a bathroom. You went to the toilet. Didn't have a telephone for a few years. We got a bathroom and a phone booth. I don't know. But everything just wasn't so knee-jerky. My daddy had a job. We had a little farm. We tried to work, raised a back, and had a hog or two, and this and that, and chickens and stuff. But it was just so much easier. Sunday evenings consisted of sitting around with your family in the front yard. Nobody in no rush. And you went home when everybody got hungry, it got dark. You get up in a boy. And if you didn't have work to do that day, I'd get up and I would head out. And at dark, I was supposed to be back home. My mom and them didn't worry about me. They knew we'd be all right. Wasn't nobody going to bother us. We grew up in a time where the doors was unlocked. I don't even remember us having a lock on the door. They were locked. Everything was just different then. And it's so much different now. I got a cuss the other day from somebody. I don't even know who it was. I don't even yet know what I've done wrong yet. He just runs up behind me and starts cussing me and doing all kinds of things and trying to get me to pull over. What's wrong with us? What's wrong with us as people that we're in such a hurry that we don't care about nobody or nothing anymore? I miss a time when you sit down and eat a meal. Y'all remember this? You'd sit down and eat supper, and an hour later, you're still sitting there. I guess that's why people were skinnier back then. They sat down there, and they'd eat a bite or two, and they'd talk a while. And then when they get done eating, you know what they do? They just kept sitting there. They just sat there maybe another hour, and they just talk another hour. You know what we're going to do when we get up there? We're just going to be there. We're not going to get no hurry. I spent a million years talking to Paul how it had to be. Oh, when they get out of church before we do and get into the best eating place, everybody will just be taking it easy. I look forward to that. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven. Genesis chapter 1. And divide the day from night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for the days and years. And that's what they are. Huh.
how these men that's really smart through the time, they figured out, they didn't tell you. I don't believe it. They said the other day, I don't know, did anybody see that comet? My wife finally got to see it. She was tore all pieces. We had to go out every night about dark. We were sitting out yonder looking at this way and waiting for that comet to come around. There's men that's smart enough, got this stuff figured out, knows when it's going to show up and when it's going to show up again. These things was put there for time. And that's their purpose. It's for time, and so our calendars, our watches, our weeks and everything set up around the sun and the moon and stars. God put them there for time. Sit and wait for the sun to come up. I've done that many a time. Sit and wait for the sun to go down. Done it many a time. All that's going to change. And let them be for the lights of the firmament in heaven and give light upon the earth, and it was so. And God made two great lights. The greater light was to rule the day, and the lesser light was to rule the night. And he made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of heaven, and he gave light upon the earth, and they rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. I kicked that thing. I reckon it went to whistling at me. So God put them in there. He done all that. The sun, I think, represents his son. It's not his son, but it represents. The moon, I believe, represents us. It's his church. And we're to be the light of the world. But I want to talk about when time will be no more. And this is where you really find about where time will be no more. To where we don't have to hurry no more. We don't have to rush anymore. And that's what this has all been about. And I pray I'll get to where I don't do it as bad as what I do right now, even here. But I look forward to the time that I'll never do it again. Jesus said in the Revelations, and we'll go over and read that, and we're about to be done. Revelations 21, verse 22, we'll start reading there. And I saw no temple therein for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And he's talking about the city. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it. And the kings of the earth bring their glory unto the honor into it. And the gates of it shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of all nations into it. And there shall no wise enter into that anything that deceiveth or defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but that which is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So there will be no sun there. There will be no need for time anymore. And that's the reason why there will be no time anymore. Because the sun will be no longer needed. Jesus. It said the gates will be open all during the day because there would be no night. I done mentioned earlier, I don't remember as a boy us having locks. Me and Sheila, I guess there was locks on the door. But up just a few years ago, never locked our doors. Brother Brandon, back there I know him, Brother Irvin Harris, if he was still living, he'd be his neighbor. One morning, about 6 o'clock on a Saturday morning, I wasn't no hurry to get out of bed. She wasn't no hurry. We was laying in there in the bed talking. You come to our house, it's just an old farmhouse. You walk through the front door, right as soon as you walk through the door, there's a door on the left. And our bed's right there. I mean, you walk to the door, take 2 steps, and you're in my bedroom. Mr. Irvin Harris just come in one Saturday morning. He walked in yonder and we was in the bed. Sheila pulled the cover up over her head. Mr. Irvin said, "You bury a cow for me?" I said, "Well, yeah, Mr. Irvin, I'll bury a cow. You kid, I get out of bed first." He said, "No, it'll be fine. Just when you get up, you come on up to the house and bury a cow for me." I mean, that's the time I'm talking about. Come right on in your bedroom with you. I ain't saying I want to go back to that time. But it's good that your neighbor can feel good and confident to just walk in your house. Walk in the door, walk in there with you, go to talking to you, just like he'd called me on the phone. Ain't that good? That's what I'm talking about. Where people, doors are not locked. People are not enemies no more. We're not to rush for anything. Nobody's dying. There's no tears. No more sin. We're there with Jesus. No need to rush. We're going to be there for eternity. No need to get no hurry on that one. So, I don't know what I'm going to do. I said that a while ago. I don't know. It ain't going to be a million years. We sang Amazing Grace when we've been there 10,000 years, right shining as the sun. There'll be no less days to give God praise than when we just first begun. So what are you in a hurry for? What are you in a rush for? Take time. Love your family. Still eating in 5 minutes. Take an hour at the supper table. Sit there and talk and hear about each other's days. Put down your cellular. My daddy called them cellular phones. If y'all don't pay attention, I call Japan J-Pan because my daddy called it J-Pan. It was good enough for my daddy. It's good enough for me. Them cellular phones. He'd say, "I don't know how to work that cellular phone." We'd all be better off if we didn't know how to work a cellular phone. You go in a restaurant, you'll see a family sitting over there, a husband and a wife, 2 kids, and they're all sitting there. Slow down. Love your children. Love your neighbor. That person you pass on the side of the road. And I'm not just talking about somebody on the side of the road. I'm talking about that person that needs your help. Take time to spend a little time with them. Don't do like I've done. Don't get in such a hurry. You just blow right through it. I don't know how long I've been. Maybe too long. Maybe not long enough. But I wasn't going to rush today. I love you. I want you to be happy. I found it ain't nobody happy that's in a hurry. That's the truth. That career person, that it ain't nothing wrong with having money. They're always about business. Everything's about business. Everything's about getting it done. Everything's about the next dollar. Everything's about the next day. Everything's about everything to do with them and what they can gain. We've all become that person. That's why your interstates, you have some young nurse going to work to go there to take care of your family. She gets shot, left on the side of the road, shot in the head. Why? Because somebody got mad because she cut them off. Did she kill them? So the next time you get mad, you get ready to give somebody some hand gestures,
you get ready to do this number right here and start pointing from the pullover, remember why you're doing that. Because you're in such a rush. And that's what it boils down to. No need to rush. That's my message. I hope somebody got something out of it besides just me. But I've spent my time the last 2 weeks thinking about this. A simpler time when I grew up, when nobody was in a hurry. But I look forward. Even then, we was in a bigger hurry than what we're going to be there. Because once we get there, we'll just spend eternity. That's our message. Brother Sean, if you got a song, if you feel like having a handshake, we'll have a handshake. You have time right now to seek the Lord if you hear the laws. So seek the Lord.